The Eddy B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Zayin. Today's daf is being studied. The Ilun Wa Hashem Tanihenu Began Eden Ha Miki Ben Jamie Enna Refanado for the Nefesh or for the Guf or Kerabadavo. Ken Yirasom Roman Amen. We begin today's daf on Tet Zayin Amud Bet. We are starting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines before they get wide. We learned in the Mishnah, in Bonim, we're not allowed to build with the Goyim, Basiliki, Gardom, Itstadia, Ubima. So the Gemara now is going to explain what is this Basiliki that the Mishnah said is forbidden. If you go back to the Mishnah, the way that she explained in the Mishnah, Basiliki Lashon Tira Givohahi. It's a tall structure. And they used to judge people death penalties on that structure by throwing them off. And subsequently they would die. So it says you cannot help them build it because they might use it to kill Jews. So Gemara says, Amar Rabba Bar Bar Hanna, Amar Rav Yohanan, Shalosha Basilkaot Hin. There are three different types of Basilkaot. Shel Melachim, that's the king's tower. Vishel Mechatzaot, one that belongs to the bathhouses. Vishel Otzarot, that's the treasure house. They used to put all the treasures of the king in there. Amar Rava, so Rava says, Shnayim Leheter, two out of the three are permissible. But Vehad Leesur, and one is Asur. So how are you going to remember which one is Asur? Vesiman Le'esor Malchehem Bezikin. Le'esor is Menashon Isur. Malchehem, which means Asur, to build the basiliki for their kings. Because it's over there where the kings would judge their nefashot, and therefore it would be detrimental for the Jewish people. So again, Le'esor, which one? Malchehem, the basiliki of Melachim. Because the Amre, and some say, Amarava Kulam Leheter, that all the ones we just mentioned, the basiliki, is permissible. What do you mean, v'hatenan? What about our Mishnah? En bonin ammahen basiliki. Well, you cannot build the basiliki. Gardom, itstadia, ubima. So you see from the Mishnah, at least one type of basiliki must be asur, because this is en bonin ammahen basiliki. But it says, answers, ema shel gardom, v'shel itstadia, Veshel Bima, which means these basilkaot were designated for mitah, and therefore it's going to be asur. Whether you're building the basilki for the gadol, for the courthouse of the goyim, or the itstadia, that's where they used to have the sporting events, where they used to have like the bullfights and things like that, where they used to kill the people. Veshel Bima, Bima also the place where a person can. The goyim would die, kill the people over there. What did it say in the Mishnah? Bima, namik en migdal katzar. It's a shorter type of tower, narrower, I should say, and also used to use it for pushing people off in order to kill them. So the basiliki, the tower of these three items, is going to be asur because again, it serves as a place where they kill. Anu Rabbanan, we have a braita. Kishenit pas Rabbi Eliezer. When Rabbi Eliezer, this is referring to Rabbi Eliezer Gadol, which is Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkanos. He was from the top students of Rabbi Yohanan ben Zakkai, and he was the rabbi of Rabbi Akiba. Rabbi Eliezer lived in the generation of the Churban Bet HaMikdash under the Roman rule. So it says, when they caught Rabbi Eliezer Leminut, which means they caught him, the Minim caught him, meaning the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, they caught him in order to force him to worship Avodah Zarah. Ya'eluhu legardom lidon. So they brought him up to the Gardom, to the place of the court, over there, in order to judge him. Amar lo oto hegmon. So the Roman Tsar, the Roman officer told him, Zaken shekemotcha, ya'asok bedvarim betelim halalu. Such a wise man. You're going to get involved in Shemirat HaTorah and Mitzvot. The Roman called it Devarim Beterim. Amar lo, so Rabbi Eliezer says, Ne'eman alai hadayan. Whatever the judge says, He's trustworthy. Kasabur oto hegmon, alav hu omer. So the Roman officer thought he was referring to him, as if he was saying, I accept whatever the judge says. However, v'hu lo amar ela ne keneged Yeshua Shamayim. But he was saying it keneged HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, even this judgment now that's going to kill me, ne'eman alay adayan, I trust whatever the judge, the ultimate judge, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing. He accepted his deen. It must be because I made a sin. Amar lo, so the Roman officer says, hu'il ve'emantani, which means, now you trust me because you said, ne'eman, I'm ne'eman, alecha to you, that I'm what I'm doing to you, accepted. Dimus is lashon shivua, patur ata. He says, I swear that I'm going to exempt you. Which means, now that you accepted that I'm right, and you said, ne'eman alaya dayan, so he said, in the name of Dimus, that's the name of the Avodah Zarah that he swore in his name, you are going to be patur. Tosfot says, Dimus patur ata, pirush, berachame avodat kochavim shelo. Meaning, in the mercy of the name of my Avodah Zarah, nishba. So he swore that he's going to poter him. Now, it's a very interesting Tosafot, and it's a very big Musar. Ki Dimus lashon rachamim hu. So the word Dimus is lashon rachamim, kedamrim birushami de shivyoit. Bema'aseh de Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, achav de nafak ben me'arta, when Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai came out of the cave, Hama had tzad ofot. He saw one person, he was trapping birds. Shama bat kala, so the Bishwan heard the bat call. Kadhava amra dimos, when the bat call would say the word dimos, hava piska, perushaya ofnim lat minapach, the bird was saved from the trap. Bechadava amar, sfikula, hava mechadzda, perush hava mitlakela bepach, which means he would get caught when that word was said. Kula hu targum shel pach. So sfikula, which means that he should get caught in the trap. So you see that the word dimos means mercy. Because when the batkol said the word dimos, the birds were saved from the trap as well, like in the story of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. So that's what he was saying over here, the goy. In the name of the Avodah Zarah, dimos, you should have mercy. I will have mercy on you and not kill you. Dimos is Lashon Rachamim. And then he explains, Al ma'u Lashon Rachamim. Vishmat min hada. Yerushalmi concludes, you know, we learn from this Gemara, Afilu tzipura kilila mebalade shemaya lo mitzada, that even a bird, a small bird, the hashkacha of Hashem is on the bird, that without a divine decree, he's not trapped, that even the birds, what happened to them, is under the divine intervention. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu's providence is even on the birds, this one lives, this one dies. And Yerushalmi concludes, Kol Sheken Bar Inash, all the more so, human beings, that the events that happen to them are, of course, under the divine intervention and providence. Comes the Gemara and continues. So he exempted him. Kesheba libeto, when the Bidi Isaac got home, Chesu Talmidav Etzlo Lenachamo. Students went to visit him in order to console him. Because Rabbi, in the eyes of, even though he was saved, he was very sad because he didn't know why, what avon, what sin could he have committed that a Kadosh Baruch Hu would do this to him. So therefore he was very sad. And so the students came to console him. Velo kibel alav tanhumin. And he did not accept the consolation. Amar lo Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva said, Rabbi, tersheni lomar, Davar echad mimash limatani. Please allow me to say something over to you from something that you taught us. Amar lo, so he says, Emor. Okay, say over. Amar lo, Rabbi, Shema minut bali adecha. Maybe some type of minut, some type of apikusut, words that are against the Torah, was said in front of you, v'hinna'acha, and you accepted it, and you received a little hana'ah from it, or you thought it was correct, v'alav nitpasta, and maybe that's why the minim now are coming after you, because you had a hana'ah from words of minut, and as a result, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is punishing you from the minim. Amar lo, Akiva, hizkartani. Akiva, you reminded me.
פעם אחת הייתי מהלך בשוק העליון של סיפורי. One time I was walking in the upper market in Sipori, ומצאתי אחד, I saw a mean, ויעקב איש כפר סחניה שמו. His name was יעקב from כפר סחניה. אמר לי, he said, כתוב בתורתכם, it says in your Torah, לא תביא את נן זונה. The end of the pasuk is בית השם אלוהיך לכל נדר. That you're not allowed to bring from the payment of the zona a korban. Zona gets paid for services. You cannot take that money now and buy a korban with it. We cannot accept it. Nan zona. So he asked, Ma'u la'asot emenu betakiseh le'kohen gadol. But can you use the money to make a bathroom for the kohen gadol and how to buy it? Is that permissible? It says, we learned in Masechet Yomah, 7 days before Yom Kippurim, the kohen gadol would leave his house and go to a special place called Lishkat Parhedrin. That was on Harabayit. And over there, they would take care of all his needs over there. So they had a bathroom over there as well. So therefore, if let's say a guy paid the zonah in rocks or in tiles, so can they use these tiles to build a bet kiseh for the kohen gadol Lishkat Parhedrin? If you're going to tell me the reason is what? Is because you can't use it for the Beit HaMikdash. So therefore, because it's kavod, so not a Beit HaKiseh. Or do you say no? It's not zonah, it's asur under all circumstances. Now the Tosfot points out that the question that he asked, Ma'u la'asot Beit HaKiseh le'kohen gadol, nir'ed de'lav me'de'oraita kaba'e. That the means question, he wasn't asking on a de'oraita level, de'pshita de'shari. According to the Tosafot, Vadai min ha-Torah tzmutar. Da'afidu rekuim de'bet kodesh kodeshim avashari. You'd be able to even use etnan zona to make the gold plating for the kodesh kodeshim if it wasn't for a special pasuk. But without that pasuk, it would be permissible. But v'midi de'harabayit pshita de'shari. But for something that's only on harabayit and not even in the Beit HaMikdash per se, for sure it'd be mutar. And therefore Tosafot said the whole question was on the rabbinical level. Anyway, that's the question he asked. Debiri Isaac. Velo amarti lo kelum. I didn't tell him anything. I didn't answer him. Amali kach limidani. This is what I learned. Ki me etnan zona kibasa ve'ad etnan zona yashubu. Which means, it came from etnan zona, was collected, the money was collected, ve'ad etnan zona yashubu, and it will go back. It'll go back. What does that mean? It'll go back to her. Mimekoma tinofet ba. The money came from tinofet, from znut. Mimekoma tinofet yedechu, and it'll go back also to a place of tinofet, which means just like it came from a dirty place, it goes back to a dirty place. So he was trying to say that you can't make a bathroom out of it. Ve'ne'ani adavar. So the Bia said, when I heard that explanation, I was happy. Al yedeh zeh nitpasti deminut. He says that's why I got caught. Even though it was only a machshava, but still, that's why he got punished by machshava also, because it was only a thought to kill the Bidi Ezer, but at the end he got saved. So let him and Farshim explain. But the point is, he says, that's why he got caught. Ayed Ezer, nitpasti deminut, ve'avarti amashkatu batorah, and I transgress what it says in Mishle, harhek me'alea darkecha. Keep your derech away from these people. Who was that? Zu minut. This is saying that you have to keep away from it in totality so you don't get drawn after their ideas. And don't go close to the entrance. Zu harishut. This is referring to government. Because they end up taking the person's money and they're going to cause him problems. Gemara says, Ika de amre harhek me'alea darkecha. Keep your distance away. Zuminut veharishut. It's referring to both. Keep you away from the minim and keep away from the government, because they'll just covet your money and take it. Ve'al tekrav et petach betah. And don't go close to the door. Zuzona. Don't go next to the door. Ve'kama. What's the shiur? Hey, how much you have to keep away from the door of a zona? Amar of Hazda. Arba amot. What? It's 4 amot. Of Hazda learned it from the fact that it says in the pasuk ve'al tekrav. So atikram means getting close. So therefore, what is it? Close must be in the lashon of 4 amot. V'rabbanan. Now, according to the rabbis that didn't accept this derasha of this mean of Yaakov Ish Kfar Sechanya, They didn't accept that, the Rash. So, hai kimet nanzona maidar shebe. What's their explanation on that pasuk that said that in Micha, that it came from an etnanzona, and they'll go back to etnanzona? How do they explain that pasuk? It says, kedrat chazda, de amar chazda, kozona sheniskeret lebasof, hi socheret. That any zona that hires herself out, at the end she's going to become so mevuza, so degenerate and so low, that she's going to go and pay for this nut. So what was coming to her is going to go back. That's pasuk shneimar, ubetitech etnan, and you're going to end up giving the etnan. You're going to be giving the payment. Ve'etnan lo nitan lach. And you're not going to be receiving the payment. But the hefek is going to be reversed. So that's the pasuk is saying, that the zonah is going to be reversed to what happens. Instead of taking money, she's going to be giving money. She received and collected money from what she received. But this money is going to go back to be payment so she can pay for this nut. That which we said in the Fazda says that you have to keep away from the Petah of Zonot. Al Tekrav is for Amot, argues against Rabbi Pedat. Tamar Rabbi Pedat. Lo Asra Torah Ela Kedema Shel Gilu Arayot Bilvad. Which means when it says Tekrav, only the Torah, only thing the Torah is telling you cannot get close to is Gilu Arayot. The Bia itself. Not for Amot. Shenemar Ed Ish Ish El Kol She'er Besaro Lo Tekrebu Legalot Arva. And therefore, it's not referring to the fu'amot of zona, it's referring to that one cannot have a bi'ah with a zona. Now, the Tosafot over here has a question. Tosafot's question is, how do you know that Rabbi Pedat is arguing on Rav Chazda? Rabbi Pedat is talking about that Yisruv Torah means that Torah is oseret kirba shel gilui arayot. But it could be his modeh terav pedat terav chazdat that midrav banan. You have to keep away even for amot, which means who says they're arguing? Minat Torah, of course you cannot go with arayot. Like the pasuk says, ish ish al kosher besaro. No one argues that you can't go with the arayot of the Torah. He's just saying midrav banan. You have to keep away even from a zonah. Zonah is not one of the arayot. So we learn from Mishnah that it's chetut. You have to keep four amot away. Who says they're arguing? So Tosfot says that the pshat over here is that Rabbi Pedat is arguing on the source that Rav Chazda learned his words from, which is that Pedat, he learned it, or Rav Chazda, he learned it from the word tikrav. Like it says in the pasuk, be'al tikrav el petach petah. So you learn from the word tikrav to mean that he has to keep four amot away. But according to Rabbi Pedat, he says you can't learn from that pasuk, because according to Rabbi Pedat, Kedeva is used dafka by arayot. Zonah is not one of the arayot. So that's the argument over here. I agree with you, but I don't agree with that the word that you use, is that word tikrav is specifically used by arayot. That's the way the Tosfot answers. Ula ki hava ate mebe rav. When Naba was coming from the Beit HaMidrash, hava menashek lehu le'ahvate. He kissed his sisters. Abe yadayu. He kissed them on the hands, and some say he kissed them on their chest, like the custom was that the people would hug their mother and father and things like that. So he would do. He did the same thing. But this action of Ula contradicts what he said himself. The Amar Ula said, "Kiriba be'alma asud," that any interaction is asur between a man and a lady. That's forbidden. Mishum lech lech amrinan nizira sechor sechor lekarma lo tekrav. That we tell the nazir, lech lech, go away. Sechor sechor, go around. Do not go near the kerem. Do not go near the vineyard. And therefore you see Ula was mahmir. That it's going to be asur. Therefore, they have to put a fence around yourself. And if also when it comes to arayot, a person should keep away from the avera, not only bi'ah, which is assuming a Torah, but also other things as well, even touching and things like that. which could be was permissible, but Ula says you have to keep away. So the Chaura Ula is contradicting himself. Now we have a problem. What did Ula do? So Tosfot says Ufliga Adide Adide Uma Sheya Mekel LaAtzmo Hayin Mishum DeDanyan Alaki Keshura. Because Ula himself, the girls to him were like a pole. He didn't feel anything. He had no ta'ava, he had no yetzerara for them. So for him, it was permissible. However, for others, he was osir. Rambam is posek Ula zalak psak in Ilchot Esure Bi'ah Perech Chaf Aleph Halacha Zayin. When Rambam writes, HaMechabek Achat Min Ha'arayot She'en Libo Shel Adam Nukfo Alehem. Person hugs one of the arayot, even though he has no desire for them, or she nishik echad mem, or he kisses them, kegon achoto gedola, his older sister, v'achotemo, his aunt, v'cheyosebim, afapi she'en sham ta'ava velo hana'a klal. There's no any ta'ava for these people, or any hana'a. Hareze megune beyoter. It is megune, it is disgusting. V'davar ze asur hu, u'ma'ase tipshim hu. It is asur and it is foolishness. She'en kerebim le'erva klal. You don't go next to the arayot at all. Ben gedola ben ketana. Chutz me'ha'eb l'mna. Except for a mother to her son. Ve'ha'av l'bito. And a father to his daughter. Comes the Gemara and continues. Gemara is quoting a pasuk in Mishle. La'aluka. Shte banot. La'aluka has two daughters. What is la'aluka? So the Tosfot says, lefi apshat haynu gehinam. Okay, so aluka is a nickname for gehinam. And it says, la'aluka shte banot. Have. That say it has two daughters that say, give me. My have. What is have? Give me. Amar mor ugba, kol shte banot shetzo'aki megehinam. That is the voice of two daughters that scream from the Gehinnam. Be'omrot, ba'olam hazeh, haveh. That say in this world, when they were still in this world, they say, give me more. Umaninu, minut, v'arishut. And who are these two daughters that say, give me? This is talking about the minim and the shilton, which is the government. Which means, the minim say, bring us more korbanot avodah zarah. And the government says, give us more taxes and give us more money. So therefore, it's saying, La'aluka, in Gehinnam, these two ones that used to say in Olam Hazeh, have. That's one interpretation. Second interpretation, Tosfot says, that Aluka is the name of a Hacham. And therefore, as if it's saying, La'aluka, this is what Aluka said, that there are two daughters in the world, so to speak. And they say, give me, that's the Minim and the government. Ika de Amre. Amar Rav Chisda, Amar Mor Ukva, Kol Gehinnam, the voice of Gehinnam itself. So Eked ve'omeret, Haviu li shte banot, bring to me the two daughters, Shetzakot, that screamed in this world. And we're going to judge them. Amrot ba'olam hazeh, Haveli. The ones that said, Haveh, bring me again, those are the Minin and the Rishut. So the Gehinnam itself screams out to bring them so they can suffer their punishment. Comes Gemara continues, Kol ba'eha lo yeshuvun ve'lo yasigu urchot chayim. This is talking about the minim. Kol ba'eha, all those that go after avodah zarah, lo yeshuvun, they will not make teshuvah, ve'lo yasigu urchot chayim. They will not attain the paths of life. So the Gemara says, v'chi me'achar shelo shavu, hechan yasigu, well, isn't it obvious? If they're not going to make teshuvah, so of course they're not going to attain the path of life. What do you pasuk have to tell me that? Lo yasig urchot chayim. Of course, if you tell me lo yeshuvun, for sure, from where they're going to find the path of life? Haki ka'amar. This is what the pasuk is coming to tell us. That anybody that went after avodah zarah, not so easy for them to make teshuvah. Ve'im yashuvu. And if they end up making teshuvah, lo yasigu urchot chayim, they're not going to attain the paths of life in this world, which means they're going to die a quick death. Which means part of the kapara is that somebody that went after avodah zarah, after they make teshuvah from the avodah zarah, they die. And as she says, mitoch tzara v'kifiyat yisram, which means through the anguish of conquering their yetzer hara, And that's a gezerah that Kadosh Baruch Hu puts on them. And the explanation is, the Fimisha Yamur Gab the Minut, somebody that's used to going after Minut, Karova Dvashi Mashik Arashuv Yazul Surah, because it's very addictive to go back to it. And because of very, very strong attraction. And therefore, he has a complete Teshuvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually does a Mechesed and takes away from this world in order that he will die in Teshuvah and not go back. So it's really a Chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, so he doesn't recur. Comes the Gemara and says, what do you mean? Memra, you mean to tell me? Bechol HaPoresh Meminut Mayit, that anybody that's Poresh from Minut, that stops going after the Minut, you tell me that automatically that person dies young? There was a lady came in front of Rav Chisda. She wanted to make teshuvah. Well, what sin did she have? Amra le. She said like this. Kala shebekalot asta. She said like this. The smallest of the averot that she did. Kala shebekalot. She did so many averot. Kala shebekalot. Asta bena hakaton bena hagadol. She made her younger son from her older son, meaning she had relations with her older son, and from that was born her younger son. Amar la Rav Chisda, tirchu la bezavata. Go prepare for her tachrichim, her shrouds. I mean, she's gonna die. And it says, Velo meta, she did not die at that time. Now, Medika Amra Kala Shebekalot. As to the fact that she's saying that this was from the lightest sins that she did, Mechlal de Minut Nameav Yabe. It's Masha that also she must have done Minut as well. And then what? She made Teshuvah and we see she didn't die. So you see over here that even somebody that makes Teshuvah from Minut doesn't die. Again, from the fact that she said, from the lightest Averot, I did this Avon of Arayot. So certainly, she must have done bigger sins, like Minut. And still we see at the end of the story, she didn't die. So you're wrong. You just told me that, wow, when a person makes Teshuvah from Avodah Zarah, they die. And you see, she didn't. So Gemara says, Ahu delo hadraba shapir. Which means, in this case over here, she did not make a complete Teshuvah. Therefore, she did not die. But if it's a sincere teshuvah, that's what the pasuk means. Called ba'eha, lo yeshubun ve'lo yasigu erchot chaim. Ika de amre. Some say like this: minut in that in a kaname, if a person makes teshuvah from minut, they will die immediately. Me'avera, but if they make teshuvah, let's say from gilu arayot, Gemara says me'avera, lo. But let's say you make teshuvah from gilu arayot, you won't die. Same story, that the lady came in front of Rav Chisda, and she said that that she committed kalash bekalot, that she made her younger son from her older son, that she had relations with her own son. Prepare the tachrichin. And according to this version, umeta, this version says she actually died. And therefore you see what? That not only Minut, but even Gilu Arayot, other Averot, also brings death immediately after the Teshuvah. So the Gemara says, now, Medekamra, Kala Shebekalot, from the fact that she said, Kala, this was the lightest of my sins, Mechlad de Minut Nameav Yaba, must be she also had Minut. And that's why she died, because she made Teshuvah from the Minut as well. And like we said, when a person makes Teshuvah from being a mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes that person from this world. So the Gemara is saying now a question. You just told me that what? You told me a principle. That Minut is the only item that when a person makes Teshuvah, he dies after his Teshuvah. But no other Avera. Now the Gemara is going to ask for a famous story of a person that committed tremendous averot and arayot, and immorality. And when he made teshuvah, he actually died. So the Gemara tells a story. U'me'avera lo, you tell me from Gidu arayot, the person doesn't die immediately. V'atanya, learned in a braita. Amru alav al Rabbi Elazar ben Dordaya. This was a fellow called Elazar ben Dordaya. And the Gemara tells a story about him. He did not leave one zona in the world. He knew about all of them. And he went after all of them. Shelo ba'aleha, that he didn't go with. Pamachad shemash yezona ahat bekarchei hayam. He heard that there's one zona on the other side of the water on a certain island. Ve'itan utenet kiz dindrim b'scharat. She took a lot of money, a sack of coins for her payment. Natal kiz dinarim. So he took the purse of dinarim. Ve'adach ve'avaradeha shiv'a neharot. And he crossed seven seas. Bishat tergel davar, at the time that he was having the tashmish, in the beginning of the tashmish with her, hefiha, so the zona let out some gas. The amra, so she says, keshem shapiha zu ena chozer de mekoma, just like this wind is not going to return to its original place. Kach en azar ben dornaya, en mekablino to b'shuba, they're not going to accept you in teshuba, that even if you're going to want to make teshuba, after all that you've done, they're not going to accept your teshuvah. Halach v'yashav ben shene harim. So Rabbi Azar ben Dodaya went and he sat between two mountains, ugba'ot, and hills. V'amar harim ugba'ot, b'keshu aday rahamim. Please, mountains, beg God for mercy for me. If Hashem explained, what was he saying? That they should have mercy on him. So he says over here, Elazar ben Dodaya shama devre zona. He heard the words of the zona. V'yada shegia l'shafal kazeh, that he got to such a low level. Shememenu kimat en derech hazara, that he's almost at the point of no return. V'achlit shumuchan lekol ma'amatz efshani, accepted upon himself. He's not going to leave any strength behind to make teshuvah. But he thought that as a result, that his teshuvah is going to cause him to die immediately. And therefore he went to the mountains in order to ask God that he shouldn't die right immediately. Kind of like the malach that's in charge of the mountains. That he shouldn't die right immediately. That's what he was concerned about. So it says, what happened? Amru lo, so the mountain said, Acha'anu mevakshim alecha, nevakesh al atmenu. Before we ask for you, we have to ask on ourselves. Now, the first one says that they didn't actually say this, but this is what Abir Azab ben Durdaya thought in his mind that they could answer him. Shneimar ki yarim yamushu. In the end, the mountains are going to move from their places. Vagivaot emutena, and the hills are going to fall. Amar shamayim vaares pekeshu alay rahamim. Heaven and earth, have mercy, pray for me. Amru achanu vakshim alecha. Before we ask for you, nevakesh al atzmenu. Shneimar ki shamayim ki ashan nimlachu. That the shamayim is going to dissipate like the smoke. It's going to be destroyed. The heart is configured to land. The earth is going to wear out like an old garment. Amar, he said, Hamma udbana, sun and moon. Bekishu alay rahamim. Amru lo, acha'anu mevakshim alecha, nevakesh al atzmenu. Before we ask for you, we're going to ask for ourselves. Shneimar v'hafra levana u'bosha hamma, which means the light of the sun and the moon are going to be dwindled and they're going to be ashamed. Amar kochavim u'mazalo, so he went to the stars and the galaxies. Bakeshu alay rahamim, have mercy, pray for me. Amru lo acharu v'akshim alecha, nevakesh al atzmenu, we have to pray for ourselves. Shnei amar, as the pasuk says, v'namaku kol tzeva shamayim, that all the heavenly bodies are going to melt. Amar en adavar talui elabi, as that I see that it's only dependent on me, that I'm the only one that can help my destiny. Eliyah Rosho ben Birkav. So he put his head between his legs, v'ga'a b'bchiyah, he cried and he wailed, ad sheyatzta nishmato, until he died in teshuvah. Yatzta bat kol v'amra, Rabbi Elazar ben Dordaya, they call him Rabbi, mezuman haya olam abba, is going to Olam Abba. Gemara says a question now. V'acha ba'avera hava umit. So you see that Teshuvah of Rabbi Elazar ben Dodaya was on Gilui Arayot, not on Minut. And so you see he died right after that. So Gemara says it's a difference, it's an exception. Hatam name kevan de'avik batuva. Since he was so attached to this avera, he was attached to it and drawn into it so much. Kiminut damya. It's like the attraction of Znut. I mean, like Minut. And therefore, just like Minut is a death right away from the Teshuvah, so too over here. This had the same feeling like a Minut. Means if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't have taken him then, there would have been a big chance that Elazar ben Dodai would go back to his old ways. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took him in his Teshuvah, just like we said by the Mini. A regular guy that commits Znut, he doesn't have to die after the Teshuvah, because he's not attached to it like Elazar ben Dodai was. When the bee heard the story, he cried. He said, "Yes, kone olamo bekama shanim." Some people they gain their eternity with work, Torah mitzvot for many years and yisurin and troubles. Yes, kone olamo b'sha'achat. And some they get their olam in 1 second, like an azab in Dordaya. V'amar Rabbi, Dordayan lebaale teshuvah shemekabelim otam. It's not enough that a Kadosh Baruch Hu accept the baale teshuvah and forgives them for their sins. Ela shekorin otan Rabbi, that God refers to them as Rabbi. He calls them Rabbi. So you see over here the level where a person makes the teshuvah, and as they call them Rabbi Elazar ben Dordaya. And the Mefarshim say, what do you mean Rabbi? What type of Rabbi was he? Doesn't sound like he was any sort of a rabbi. And the Mefarshim say, he's a Rabbi of teshuvah. He teaches us the power of teshuvah, that no matter what, that even if a person's on the lowest level and succumbed to his base, the physical desires, and he went after the sensuality of life, still, a person can return and make teshuvah, and God will accept him. That's what it means, Rabbi Elazar ben Dordaya. They call him Rabbi. Comes the Gemara and continues. Rabbi Hanina v'Rabbi Yonatan havu ka'azle be'orcha. So Hanina and Rabbi Yonatan, they were walking on the road. Matu lehanihu treshibile. So they got to the fork in the road where there was two roads. You can go right to left. Had patseh petchad avodat kuchavim. One of the roads opens to a place of avodah zarah. Behad patseh petchad bezonot. And one opens to a place of zonot. So one of the rabbis told his friend, "Nizil apetchad avodat chukabim. Better we should walk by the door of avodah zarah din chis yisre, because the yetzer hara for avodah zarah was already destroyed at the time of the anshei kenes tegedulah." Says in Gemara, says in Sanhedrin, Samech Dalet, that they prayed for its destruction and they got it. So the anshei kenes tegedulah prayed for the yetzer hara's destruction of avodah zarah. So let's go there. Amale idach, so the other rabbi said, Nizil apetchad bezonot. No, let's go where the challenge is. We'll go by the door of the zonot, v'nechpeyeli yitzrin, and we'll succumb, and we'll fight, we'll overpower the yetzer hara, unkabel agra, and we get reward for exercising our free will correctly. But they did that. Kimatu atam, when they got to the bet zonot, hazinu le zonot, they saw the zonot, it kan'u mekamayhu, and the zonot, they subjugated themselves and they went back into their den, which means they went into their tent of zonot. So you see over here that the hachamim were able to overcome them so much that they were scared and they went inside. Amarle, Mara says, told his friend, one of the rabbis, minalacha, how did you know that we're going to be able to overcome the zonot? How are you so sure? So he says, Amale. He says, I know it's a pasuk in Mishle. Mizima tishmor alecha. Mizima will protect you. Tivuna tinsereka. The wisdom will give you a protection as well. Now, what is this pasuk referring to? So the Gemara explains what the derasha is. Amale rabanan lerava. My mizima. What is this word mizima mean in the pasuk? Maybe you're going to tell me Torah. Maybe the word mizima is another way of saying Torah. Dichtiv ba, because it says zima. And how does the Targum explain the word zima? Umetargeminan atzat chet'in. Zima is the idea to sin. Uchtiv, and furthermore we know that the Torah is called Aitzah. Like it says, Hifli Aitzah, Higdil Tushia. So therefore, maybe zima looked like the Targum explains zima is an idea or a thought, and we know that Torah is called Eitzah. So therefore, maybe the pasuk is saying mizima tishmor alecha. The Torah that's called an Eitzah is going to protect you from arayot. Yache, if that's the case, zima mivayle. If that's the case, it should have said zima tishmor alecha. Zima, which is aitza, which is the Torah, protects you. Why does it say mizima? So Gemara says, hachi kamar, midevar zima, tishmor alecha Torah. Which means, mizima, from zima, from znut, tishmor alecha. What's going to be shomer you? Tevunah, the wisdom of the Torah. Since they were studying Torah when they walked by the place of znut, the Torah that they were studying, that already gave them a shemira. We'll learn some here on the top Tosfot. Mikan yesh l'mod shederech l'archeik mepetach avodat kuchavim kol ma shiachot. That as much as you can keep distance away from the bet avodat kuchavim, it's better. Tehtiv al tekrav el petach beta umukmi re'el ba'avodat kuchavim nakvilon te pasuk abav al tekrav is talking about avodat zara shereya rotze lalechit yoter afetcha de bezonot. You see from this story over here that the rabbis opted to go to the place of Zonot even more than the place of the Avodah Zarah. More dangerous. Amru le, or Gemara says, Taru Rabbanan. Now the Gemara tells another story. Shinit Pesu, Rabbi Elazar ben Perata, Rabbi Hananya ben Teradion. When the Romans caught Rabbi Elazar ben Perata and Rabbi Hananya ben Teradion, to one of the 10 martyrs, Hananya ben Teradion. Amar lo Rabbi Elazar ben Perata, Rabbi Hananya ben Teradion. Ashrecha shenitpas ta'al davar echad. You're lucky that they only caught you on one crime. He was teaching Torah in public. Oili shenitpasti al hamisha debarim. But for me, they caught me on five things. Five different things that they're claiming. Rabbi Gamalan says, Amar lo Rabbi Hanina, on the contrary. Ashrecha shenitpas ta'al hamisha debarim. Fortunate, even though they have five claims against you, five crimes, Atan nitzol, but you're safe from death. Oili shenitpasti al davar echad, but me they caught me on one item. The eni nitzol, and I'm not going to save from mita. I'm not going to get saved. Sheat asakta b'Torah b'givot hasadim, because you know why you're going to get saved? Because you did both. You involved yourself in the study of Torah, and you also involved yourself in gemilut hasadim. Ve'ani lo asakti ela b'Torah bilvad. But me, I only involve myself in the study of Torah. Therefore, it's not going to protect me as much. If somebody just studies Torah alone, it's like he doesn't have a God to protect him. V'yamim rabim liYisrael lelo Elohe emet. Ulelo Torah. What does it mean? V'yamim rabim liYisrael lelo Eloah, lelo Elohe emet, that they do not have a God. And then the end of the pasuk says ulelo Torah, and not with Torah, and they also don't have Torah. Mashmah, at the beginning of the pasuk there is Torah, and there's still no God. So my lelo Elohe emet shchala osik b'Torah belvad domei keishe emi kemishe eno Eloah. At the beginning of the pasuk is saying that even if the person has Torah, but he doesn't have Gemut Hasadim, so it's as if he does not have a God. That's the way Tosfot understands it. Look at the second Tosfot. Muchach medichtiv lelo Elohe emet. Beginning it says without a God. Vadar kitiv lelo Torah. And then it says without Torah. Masu de Beresha, come on, afabishi yesh mo Torah. So Masu de Beresha, that even though he has Torah. Now why does it seem like he doesn't have a God? If he doesn't have the protection. So the Gemara has a she'ela. Gemut Hasadim lo asak. What are you talking about? Did Rabbi Hanina ben Teradion, he didn't involve himself in Gibilut Hasadim? V'atanya, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Lo yiten adam ma'otav le'arniki shel tzedakah. You should not give a donation to the wallet of tzedakah. Ela in ke memune alav tamid chakam, ke Rabbi Hanina ben Teradion. Plus you have an administrator that's running it like Rabbi Hanina ben Teradion. So what do you see from this Gemara? That Rabbi Hananya ben Teradion involved himself in Chesed. Now, Tosfot says, where do you have a proof? Well, it says he was the administrator of the Tzedakah. Where do you say he was involved in Chesed? So Tosfot says, in the small Tosfot, Diburim Atchil Ela, Umistama Gam Mishelo Hayanoten Harbe. That Mistama, if he was in charge of the Tzedakah, you have to assume that he also gave a lot himself. But then Tosfot has another question. Tosfot Diburim Atchil Begiminut Hasadim. Tema, Mai Parich Mitzedakah. What is this question from Siddakah? Siddakah is not Gemilut Hasadim. The Gemara Sukkah clearly says that tzedakah is only to the aniim, where gemilut hasadim is to the rich people and the poor people. So the Gemara is saying, I'll prove to you that the Bi Harina was involved in hasadim. Then you show me that he gave tzedakah. Tzedakah is not chesed. It's a different category. So Tosfot says, demikol makom, ashwa, demishir agil bezot, osek gam bezot. That it's an attitude of life. That someone that's involved in giving tzedakah, mistama, you could assume, he was also involved in gemilut hasadim. So that's what the Gemara's question is. What are you telling me that the Bahariya bin Terajon wasn't involved in gemilut hasadim? You see, he was. You see, he gave tzedakot. And mistama, if he gave tzedakot, you see that what? He probably did chesed. So what did it mean he wasn't involved? So the Gemara says, Himune hud havam heman. Now, Rabbi Hanina, of course, is an example of an honest man. However, mi'ibad lo avad. But he didn't actually do chesed. Which means, all the Gemara is showing you is that he was the administrator. If you want to give tzedakah, give it to a place that has an administrator that's as honest as Hanina ben Terajon. But we don't see that he actually was the administrator. Which means that's the pshat of the Gemara. Gemara sounds like this: if you want to give tzedakah, as long as they have an administrator as honest as Rav Hananya ben Terajon. But really, Rav Hananya ben Terajon was not the administrator of the tzedakah. So if we have no raya, the Gemara is just using him as an example of how honest the gabbai should be, but not necessarily that he was the gabbai. Gemara says, what do you mean? Ve'hatanya, we have a braita. Amar lo, Rav Hananya ben Terajon told Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma, Ma'och, was one time, they asked Rav Hananya ben Terajon, Rav Hananya ben Terajon wanted to know, actually, is he going to go to Olam Abba? So the Rabbi Yosef Cohen asked him, Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma asked him, did you ever do a good deed? So he said, yes, Ma'och el Purim nitchalfuli. He says, the money of Purim got mixed up with the money b'ma'och el tzedakah. We'll see exactly what that means. That the money got mixed up. The money of Purim got mixed up with the money of the tzedakot. V'halakhtim la'anim. And he says, I paid it for my own money. Which means the money somehow got mixed up. We'll have to see exactly what the case is. And he says, I ended up paying it from my own pocket. So you see what? He did chesed. So he did chesed. He compensated the tzedakot. He gave money to la'anim. So Gemara says, Me'avad, avad. Yes, indeed, we have no question. He did do chesed. Kedeba'ele lo avad. But he did not do like he should have. Which means, he could have done more chasadim. He could have done more kindnesses. That's why he said that he's going to die. Because the chesed he did not have like the other rabbis. Now, what was the story with the money of Purim? So we need to read Rashi over here. Rashi writes, Ma'ot shel Purim shegabiti mibnei ha'ilz. I collected money for the Purim, for the aniim. Lechalek la'anim nesudat Purim. Utnan en ani rashai likach men netzua lesandalo. That the money is clearly designated for food. You cannot go buy shoelaces and things like that. Netchalfuli b'ma'ot shel tzedakah. So that money that was for sudat Purim got mixed up in tzedakah funds, regular tzedakah. V'sabur hayiti she'en shel tzedakah. He says, I thought that all the monies over there were tzedakah monies. So I gave it out to the poor people. Shelo l'sudat Purim. Not for the sudat Purim, stam. V'ani parati m'sheli et shel Purim. And I paid from my own pocket to compensate the monies for Purim. That's the first explanation. Shna harina ma'ot sheli l'sudat Purim nitalfuli. B'ma'ot shel tzedakah. Now, she's second explanation is, I had my own money for Saudat Purim. My own tzedakah. My own personal money that was for Saudat Purim. And my personal money got mixed up with the tzedakah. And I thought that all the money was for tzedakot. And I gave it all to the aniim. And I did not take money back for my own Saudah. Which means my money got mixed up into the pot of the tzedakah. And I didn't take back the money. I left it there. Even though, let's say $500 of his went into the kupav tzedakah, he could have paid himself back. He says, even so, I didn't pay myself back. I let it stay in the tzedakah. I didn't take it back. Now, Tosfot over here has a few questions on the way that she understands. Look at the Tosfot. Diburim atim ma'ot. Pirush Rashi. Lashon HaChadashi, he goes to the second explanation to Sfot. Ma'ot Shel Seudat Purim, that it was his own money that got mixed up. V'kasheli, ki lo matzinu b'chol ha'tamud shemazkir ma'ot Shel Seudat Purim. We never saw a concept that the Gemara refers to as Ma'ot of Seudat Purim. That all of a sudden the Gemara is referring to this over here, that he had money for Seudat Purim, that you refer to it as Ma'ot Seudat Purim. So it doesn't make sense that it was his personal money. If it's money of the Aniyim, we call that Ma'ot Purim. But personal money, we don't call Ma'ot Purim. That's one question. And then Tosfot has a few more questions. So go look at Lachin Nir'eh. Middle of the Tosfot, as well as a beautiful explanation to what the Sidkut of Rav Hanan ben Tera Jordan was. Lachin Nir'eh Liri Lefarish. Ha'aniki Yavam Ma'ot Shel Purim. The money in the wallet was filled with Purim money for the poor people that he collected for. V'ayasavu Shusha Sedaka. And he thought that the money belonged to tzedakah, that he can give it to the anim to do for whatever they want with it. V'niskar shehem me'givet purim. But then, at the last minute, he called all the anim. He said, come, I want to give you out tzedakah. When the anim all gathered, he remembered that the money in the wallet was really purim money and he can't give it to them. But still, what did he do? Afilu achi lo hazar ve'atzmo. He didn't retract. V'halkam na'anim, he didn't want to embarrass them. Even though there was no money for tzedakah, it was only Purim money. He didn't want to embarrass the Ani. Once he called them already to collect some monies, he didn't want to embarrass them. What's this, according to this version? Which means at the time that he actually gave the money. Even at the time he gave the money, he realized that this money is really Purim money. He can't give it to them for their needs. He didn't want to tell them, I don't have anything for you. I'm sorry, come back Purim. And what? Then when he paid back from his own money to the Purim funds. Instead of just saying, sorry, I made a mistake, there's no money for you, this money is for Purim, he gave them that money and he recompensated the fund for Purim from his own pocket. So that's already, you see, that he was involved in Hasadim. He was giving Sadakot, he gave Sadakot from his own money, but the Gemara says at the end of the day, he did not do enough. That's the way Tosfot understands the question. And that's actually really the first pshat in Nashi. The first pshat in Nashi, when Nashi says, "V'savur ayiti she'en shel tzedakah," I thought the money of Purim was tzedakah, v'halaktim na'anim shelo l'sodat Purim, and then I paid back the Purim fund from my own pocket. Comes the Gemara and continues. Gemara says, "At yuhu the Rabbi Elazar ben Pirata," they brought Rabbi Elazar ben Pirata to judgment. The Amru, my Tama Tanit, my Tama Ganavt. Why did you teach Torah and why did you steal? They gave him two claims. You taught Torah and you're a thief. So he said, I'm sorry, you can't do both. Amar Lehu, Isaifa Lo Safra. If you use the Saif, if you're a thief and you're involved in violence, Lo Safra, it means you're not learning. The East Safra, and if you're a man of the book, Lo Saifa, you cannot be a thief. Which means you can't do both. You're giving two contradictory items, and therefore I could not have done these things. The fact that you're claiming these two items over there, it's impossible. But it says, Umideha leta, haina meleta, and therefore, since you see this claim is not correct. So therefore the claim that the other claims he had against me also, you see they're liars. Obviously those people that claim that I'm learning teaching and that I'm stealing, can't do both, and therefore the whole testimony is thrown out. Oh, they accepted it, the Romans. Proved that he wasn't guilty. The witnesses are liars. So the Gemara says, "Umay tama karu lach Rabbi." So if you don't teach Torah, so then why do they call you Rabbi then? Must be because you teach Torah. He says, Rabban shel Tarsim ani. No, I'm the rabbi of the Tarsim. Tarsim are the weavers. The weavers, I teach people how to weave. Aitule trekbure. So they wanted to see if he knew anything about weaving. So they brought in front of him two spools of thread. Amru de head the shatya vehead the irba. You know so much about garments that you're a weaver. Which is the sheti thread and which is the erev? Those are the two threads, right? The different directions. So which one is which? He didn't know how to tell which one is which. So it says, Trachish le nisa. God made a miracle for him. What happened? Atya zibura. Actually, atya ziburita. Otiva adeshatya. A female bee. Devora. The bee went and sat on the sheti. The ata zibura and the male one came and sat on the viativ al irba, on the irev. Amar lehu, so he said, "Hai de shatya v'hai de arba." Which is God sent two bees, a female one and a male one. The one that the male sat on was the irev. And the other one is the sheti, because the sheti is underneath the irib. So sheti is like a nekeva, because the nekeva receives from the male that's on top. So therefore, the female one sat on the bottom thread. So he knew that that must be called the sheti, because it's like a nekeva. And the other one sat on the top. That's like a male. That he understood that that must be the irib. Now Tosfot comes along and says, hard to imagine that he was able to discern between a male bee and a female bee. It's not so small, how would he know the difference? So Tosfot wants to come along and say on the bottom, "She'enikar kol kach b'min katan kaze ben zachal enekebav yesh mefashim shem shne minin." It's two different species. One is called ziburta and one is called zibura. The one was not a male and a female of a bee, because it would be hard to tell the difference between them. It was just two different species. And Kanede, he was able to tell the difference between them. Amru le, umay ta'ama lo atit le be'abidan. Okay, so if you're not teaching Torah, how come you didn't come to be'abidan, to the place of Abidan? That was the place where all the minim and all the of the Avodah Zarah, they would gather over there. And they would eat, and they would drink over there in honor of the Avodah Zarah, and they would have different conversations over there as well. So how come you didn't come over there? Amar lehem zaken hayiti. He says, I was old man. There's so many people over there. I thought I'd get trampled. Until now, nobody got trampled. So what are you giving us an excuse like that? No old man ever got trampled at Bet Avidan. Miracle happened. That day a miracle happened. An old man got trampled. And therefore we saw that his claim definitely had credentials. His claim was definitely valid. Gemara tells the last part of the story. You sent your Eved Kanani free. And according to the Roman law, you weren't allowed to do that. Now, according to the Torah law, an Eved Kanani goes free when he gives them, the master gives him a shtar shechrut. Now, the Romans held you're not allowed to fulfill the Torah. And therefore, they had testimony that what? The Bilazar actually freed his slave and wrote a shtar shechrut. And therefore, they're saying, hey, you're following your Torah. Amar lehu lo ayu devarim me'olam. So the Bir Azad denied. Kam had minayu nasu debe. So one of the Romans got up to testify against the Bir Azad that he saw him write a shtar shi'arun and gave it to his Eved. Ata Eliyahu. Eliyahu Navi came to the court. Idme le kechad mechashuved malchuta. And he appeared to look like one of the hashuv people, the important members of the king's men. Amar le, and he said, since already you see that so many miracles happened to the Bir Azad, with all the other things, with all the other four claims that they claimed against him, you see he got out of it, and he got saved, for sure he's going to get saved from this one as well. But this one over here, if you're going to testify against him, you're going to lose. Bishuteh udeka ahzeh. It's ending up in a bee that you're only going to reveal your own mishrut, which means you're not going to get any gain anything over here. Already the bee al-Azad got out of the five claims. You're still going to try to testify against him. You're the only one that's going to lose. And he did not pay attention to him. The witness did not pay attention. So he got up to speak in front of the judges and say his testimony. Haba ketiba. At that moment, there was a letter
that needed to be delivered from the government to the Caesar, to send it to the Caesar's house. When this guy got up to testify, he said, oh, you're a good candidate. Shadruha al yedei da'u gabra. And they sent the letter. They appointed him to be the shaliach. Ata Eliyahu. Eliyahu Navi came. Patke arba mea perse. And he threw him 400 persaot away. Azal velo ata. And he never came back home. So you see, a miracle happened again, and he was saved. Say, each persa is like 4 kilometers, or Chazunish could be 5 kilometers. So he sent them a far distance. Eliyahu Navi tried to get the Roman not to testify. When he did not succeed, and he still came to testify against them, so he stopped him from testifying by throwing him to the other side of the place, so he will not be able to return. Question is, the Mefarshim ask, why didn't he return? It's not so far. He can return, so it's, we say, what, 5 kilometers? So he sent him, what? Arba Meot, so it's 200,000, so it's 1,000 kilometers. So it'll take him 40 days, whatever it is. Comes the Gemara and say, comes the Mefarshim and say, because they sent him to give a letter to the Caesar. If he's going to come 40 days later, whatever it is, it's too late. They're going to kill him for that. So therefore he wasn't able to come back. Knew that, they would say, where were you all this time? And therefore they would hold him liable for that, so he wasn't able to come back. So you see that Ben Azab ben Patah was saved from all the claims that the Romans had against him. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen.